If you walked into a newly remodeled business and noticed the floor tiles did not match, you might think the owner was cheap or the contractor didn't know what they were doing. It turns out the fact the flooring didn't match here told you a lot about the owner and the future of his fledgling business. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
over. Anything he might need.
There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today you don't know it as Luther Harrison's. You instead know it by the man who bought that store.
He purchased the store from Luther Harrison. He purchased Luther Harrison's Variety Store on the square here in Bentonville, and that was in 1915.
Alan Drano shares the story from the original store here in Bentonville, Arkansas. The next year, Walton's Five and Dime expanded into the adjacent barbershop. The new store had 4,000 square feet. The remodeling job, though, was characteristic of Walton's business approach.
If you come to Bentonville and you look at the floor in the Five and Dime, you're going to see that the green and the red tiles are all green and red, but the greens and the reds, they don't all quite match perfectly. That's because Sam Walton got a good deal on those tiles, and we pointed that as the very first example of what we call EDLC. It's everyday low cost. Basically saving money so that you can pass those savings on to the customers.
He received advice on how to expand. For the most part, he disregarded it and flourished as a result.
You have to go to urban areas. And he said, no, I don't think I do. And he opened up the stores starting in Arkansas, going to Missouri, and he kept, you know, the stores kept growing from there, from the heartland. He did it by keeping costs low so that he could keep prices low.
The original Five and Dime on the square remains, but it's also a museum that houses many unique artifacts, including Sam's office just as he left it. We go inside next time as we travel the countryside. In Bentonville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.